heard Brother Ruloff sing a verse of an old song that I hadn't heard in many years. And I got to singing it, that is, singing along with him. And the Holy Spirit came down in that pickup until I couldn't hardly see how to drive. And my soul was so lifted up, because it's not you know, it's just a kind of an old song. And I don't even know if I can get the tune to it or not. But I'm going to try, Brother Gerald. You'll have to find me somewhere. I love you this morning. The greatest people in all the earth come through the doors of this church. Not because that we're anything special, but you know, there's a family. As a family, your family to you is the greatest. And the church to me is a family. Amen. And God has given us a great family here. And I see a lot of you that didn't get here in time for Sunday school, but we're glad you're here. We're going to worship God for just a few moments here this morning, and then we're going to pray and believe God. I don't feel that the Lord wants me to preach the message that he laid upon my heart this morning. I have a thought here that the Lord has given me since I've been here, and I feel like it's right from what the Lord wants me to talk about today. I just heard from heaven. I just heard from heaven. I just heard from heaven, and it's all right now. My sins have been forgiven. My sins have been forgiven. I just heard from heaven, and it's all right now. It's all right now. It's all right now. I just heard from heaven, and it's all right now. My sins have been forgiven. Hallelujah. They've been washed as white as snow. I just heard from heaven, and it's all right now. Sing it with me. I just heard from heaven. I just heard from heaven. Sweetest news in the world. I just heard from heaven, and it's all right now. My sins have been forgiven. My sins have been forgiven. I just heard from heaven, and it's all right now. How many can say amen to that? Isn't it possible we can hear from heaven? Glory to God. Stretch your hand this way and breathe the Lord with me for this morning. Father, we thank you now for the privilege of standing before this people to witness and to testify of the love and the grace of God. Thank you, Lord. Father, for this singing this morning, Renee and her husband, Lord, and our brother this morning that blessed our hearts with these beautiful songs, Lord. Thank you for every family that's here today, every boy and every girl, every man and every woman. Lord, we thank you for them. Thank you again, Lord, for hearing prayer, healing our loved ones this morning, Lord, that are sick and afflicted. Devil, we resist you, and the Lord rebuke you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I thank you for it. Praise God for Jesus. Amen. I want to read a verse or two of scripture here, and then we're going to let you be seated. One of the most awesome thoughts in my life is having to stand before the Lord. To give an account of this life and all the things. Now, somebody said, well, Brother Ledbetter, my sins are gone. That is true. But as stewards of the Lord and workers in the kingdom of God, and the Apostle Paul said, labors together with God. And if we let down on our end of the bargain, somebody is going to have to pick up the load. But I believe with all of my heart that you and I will be counted in judgment or held in judgment because we fail in our neglect in the work of God. I believe what we do, we must do as unto the Lord. Whether it be little or much, whether it be big or small, whether it be great or not so great, it doesn't matter about the size or the task or the great opportunity that it might be. But I believe that God, amen, will reward us as much for the little things as we do. If you're never faithful in little things, you'll never be faithful in much. That's what the Word teaches. If he gives us much, somebody said, well, Brother Ledbetter, if you'd give me a lot to do this morning, I'd be happy to do it. Well, I tell you what, you know, usually you have to prove yourself. Before you get big things, you have to do little things. You have to crawl before you walk. Amen. Now, I don't know why the Lord's laid this on my heart, but I'm just going to deal with it for a few moments. But one of the most awesome things that I have to think of as a preacher this morning, as a minister, as a shepherd, that I will fail you, that I will fail to declare the whole counsel of God, that I'll fail in some way to tell you the truth or warn you. I don't intentionally intend to do that, but through ignorance and through not knowing, all together, I might come short sometime, but to the best of my ability this morning, I'm ready to preach you the gospel and tell you the truth, not to soft soap it, not to make it easy. If you go to heaven, let me say this morning, if you go to heaven this morning, you'll go there with a made up mind. You'll go there with a determined purpose in your heart to make heaven. You'll not slide easily along through this world and haphazardly come to the end and say, well, I'm going to make heaven. The Bible tells us we must strive to enter in. And I believe with all of my heart this morning that it's worth laboring for. It's worth putting an effort in. It's worth doing everything you can, amen, this morning to please the Lord who have called us into such a high calling. In the book of Corinthians, chapter 5, 2 Corinthians, Paul said here in verse 7, for we walk by faith and not by sight. We are confident, I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body as to be present with the Lord, and to be present with the Lord. Now, I could preach an hour right there. Wherefore, we labor. That doesn't sound easy, does it? How many of you men know what labor is? You know, we got skilled labor today, and you don't hardly get your little hands dirty. Amen? You don't hardly have to, you don't even get your dress dirty. You don't do anything. But laboring is getting out there with that 110-pound jackhammer and busting rocks. Some of you don't know what that is, but I do. Or getting out there and taking a hold of that pick handle, a shovel handle, and laboring till the sweat runs down off your face. I know about that too, and I know some about the easy part. But he said, for we are laborers, for wherefore we labor. We're striving. We're putting forth an effort that whether present or absent, we may be accepted of him. All to be accepted of the Lord. To hear him say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Enter into the joys of the Lord that was prepared for you before even the foundation of the world. To have him say, you've done a good job. To have him say, you've finished the course. To have him say, you've kept the faith. To have him say this morning, I'm pleased with you, as God was with his son. He said, I am pleased with him. Now we labor, we strive amen, that we might be, whether present or absent, we may be accepted of him. Now, there's a possibility of being rejected. All of you know that in classification jobs in the world today, when you go to fill out an application, if you're not qualified, they'll just pass it over, throw it over in the bin somewhere, and that's the end of it. But if you've got qualifications, they'll take the second look at it, and they'll screen it out, and finally, if you're worthy of it, you may be chosen to accomplish. But it's not so in the kingdom of God. God has given every one of us an opportunity to labor in the kingdom. And he said, go and labor, and I'll pay you that which is right at the end of the day. Those have gone before us have labored and sweat and fasted and prayed and sought day after day to bring the gospel to a rebellious world when we didn't have pews like these to sit on and rugs like these to sink up in and heaters and air conditioners to cool us. But they labored nevertheless. And I believe with all of my heart that God was proud of that bunch that labored for the Lord. I can remember my wife's father sleeping on the bench and going 7 days eating just greens that they gathered out of the field or out of the land to feed upon and to live upon and still love God and still preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. Friend, there is something in the heart of a man that if he's in touch and tune with God, that will cause him, amen, to labor faithfully in the kingdom of God. You don't get paid by dollars and cents. You may be seated, or I'll just have you stand there all day. I haven't read a scripture yet, but I'm fixing to. To labor for the Lord this morning is to be under the greatest boss in the world. Hallelujah. He's mindful of every need that you have. He's mindful of the weakness. He's mindful of every situation in your life that confronts you as a laborer in the kingdom of God. But I am so thankful, hallelujah, that he's just and that he's good. And it doesn't make excuses for us. He wants us to come up to the mark. He wants us to come up to the standard. And you can be a laborer this morning in the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Whether you're rich or poor or strong or weak or doesn't make any difference about your status in life. You can be a laborer in the kingdom of God. I don't want to come up to the judgment seat of Christ and hear him say to me, as he speaks in the 25th chapter of the book of Matthew, as much as you didn't do it, unto the least of me, these you didn't do it unto men, unto me. He said, Lord, they were talking, said one of the, Jesus said to those on his right hand, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Enter into the joys of the Lord. And he blessed them. And they said, Lord, when saw we hungry? When saw we thirsty? When saw we naked? When saw we destituted? And Jesus said, as much as you did it unto the least of these, you have did it unto me. What I'm trying to say to you, church, this morning, you are God's hand. You are God's laborers. Somebody said, I don't like to work. I don't either. I'll take that back. Sorry I said it. I like to work. I've always left to work, and the hardest thing in the world right now to keep me from working my hands. I need to be in my head in that book more, amen, than I do working with my hands. But it's hard for me to see anything need to be done and still not pick it up and try to do it. What I'm trying to say, church, is this morning that God, he said, as much as you didn't do it unto the least of these, you did not do it unto me. Friend, this morning it's going to be something to hear him say, well done, and be accepted of him. Now, that word wouldn't be in there if it wasn't a possibility of us being rejected. But it's a possibility of us being rejected this morning and turned aside, as I have seen people in the natural. Oh, yes, back during the Depression time, they used to stand in line, Brother Bumpus and some of you older people, that we used to go down to the old shutdown down here at the old Rock Island Refinery, and that was the only work there was, the only extra work there was. We prayed almost that it was shut down so we could get 37 and a half cents an hour to get on, and we labored. I mean, we labored 12 hours every day as we worked there at that old refinery. But I can remember standing out there in the shadows of the morning. We didn't wait till, you know, to come down there with a suit on and all of that. We standing out right out in the front of the line, hoping that the man would come by and said, "I want you, and I want you, and I want you." I seen him pass up and down the line, pace up and down the line, and I standing over there praying my heart. Yeah, praying my heart. I said, "Oh, Lord, let him call me." I seen him come by, and oh, what a thrill it was when he pointed his hand at me and said, "You go over yonder." Friend, I knew I was accepted. I knew I'd been pointed to go to work. And oh, friend, what a lightness. But I thought about all those people that stood there when the last whistle blowed and everybody had gone home, all gone to work, and they were still standing there wanting to go to work. And friend, it wasn't a pleasant sight, nor it wasn't a pleasant feeling. Neither is it going to be a pleasant time for you and for I when we come up to the judgment seat of Christ, amen, and we are rejected and turned down. Somebody said, "I don't believe you'll do that." Well, I do. I said, "I do. I believe that, friend, we'll be rewarded in our lives." Listen to what it said. "We are laborers, whether present or absent, we may be accepted to him." We work for that. Jesus, when he bowed his head over, he said, "Father, it is finished." Hallelujah. He come, he said, to do not his own will, but to do the will of him that sent him in the world. And friend, that's where I'm at this morning. I'm determined by the grace of God to do the will of God in my heart and life. I'm determined to labor for the Lord. And I've never been sorry. The night has never been too dark. The road has never been too long. And I have never felt too weary in my body, amen, to pick up and go to the need and go to the work of the Lord. I believe that's a call that God has placed upon every individual in this world that's in the service of God. It's awfully easy to lay it down, to let somebody else do it. Now, Brother Kenny, I may be helping you boys out here. I didn't know that. I may be helping you all out. Somebody said, let somebody else take care of my children. I want to be in on my taking care of my children. Amen. Hallelujah. I carried my little old girl and my little old boy. I carried my girl to church when I put her head over my shoulder here and her feet almost drug the ground as I got off of the streetcar with no car to go. But I still took her to the house of God. I took her there in a basket, tucked away the same way. That's all I've ever known is going to the house of God. I believe I'll just throw it out in for good measure. You need to get into that camp. You need to get into that work, men, with all of your heart. Your grandchildren need you. Amen. Somebody said, "Well, my kids are grown. Let's take an interest in them anyhow." Amen. And go to work of the Lord. Well, what time have I got? I haven't got to my message yet. "For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body, according to that he hath done, whether it be good or bad. Knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuade or we beg men, but we are made manifest unto God, and I trust also are made manifest in your conscience. For we commend not ourselves again to you, but we give you an occasion to glory on our behalf, that we may have somewhat to answer them which glory in appearance and not in heart." God looks upon the heart. He doesn't look upon your abundance. Whom much is given, much is required. I fear when I have to stand before this as a leader, as a pastor, as a shepherd, as one who is to know the mind and the will of God, I fear in my heart, tremble in my spirit, always that I know the mind, that I have the will of God. And I know this morning that there have been a few times in my life when opposition was all against me. Everything in the world seemed to oppose me, but I knew divine, hallelujah, by the divine revelation of God, that I was in the will of God. And I've never shrinked, never drew back, but always pressed on to see the work of the Lord. I'll go forward. Hallelujah. I believe this morning that God wants us. There's a lot of people glorying in the flesh. I thought about Jesus. You say he's not mindful of people? You better believe he is. He stood by one day and has taken an offering. And the rich was coming by. But Jesus said she has given of her usury. She had given everything she had. Amen, to the work of the Lord. What I'm trying to tell you this morning, it's not the size. It's not the amount, but it's that from the heart that God looks upon this morning. Can you say praise the Lord? I'm so glad. Don't you know that God, I just must get to my text. I haven't even got to my text yet. For whether we be beside ourselves, it is God, or whether we be sober, it is for your calling. And here's my text. The love of God constraineth us, because we have judged that if one died for all, then we are all dead. The love of God is the greatest reason and the greatest cause for doing anything that you do in this life. Do it because the love of God is in you. I've never liked it to have anybody do anything for me that didn't want to do it. Amen? God don't want anybody laboring for him. He's not shorthanded this morning. God can speak to the birds of the air to feed you. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. God can speak to the element and rain down the blessing of God upon the hearts and lives of obedient people. But the love of God this morning constrains me to labor faithfully in the kingdom of God and in the work of the Lord. Can you say amen? Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. The love of God constrains me. It pulls me. There's been 100 times. I remember one time out in California. I'm just preaching right off my head here, even as the Lord gives it to me. I was out in California, my wife and I, in 1936. Huh? Oh, I forgot about that. But we was out in California. And it's one of them, if you've ever been in California fog, you know what I'm talking about. The worst fog in the world in California. Worst I ever seen all of my life. I've never seen any dense fog in this country here like there is in California. Never. It was one of them foggy, cold, rain, damp nights. And I had what they call walking typhoid fever in my lungs. And that alkali dust. And I was sick and just fever every day, working every day, fever all the time. And couldn't sleep at night, and I got a telephone call to go way across over into another county to pray for a man that had cancer, a tumor of the brain. And I never will forget, I was sick, and I said to myself, I said to my wife, and I said to her father and mother, as we go along, I said, I believe I'm sicker than they are. And I was sorry I said that. I was really sorry, but what I'm trying to tell you was, friend, I want you to know I had to repent of that thought in my heart. I said, God, forgive me of that thought. And I braced up and I went on and we prayed and God healed and God touched. Friend, I want to tell you something tonight. God, this morning, God loves you and he wants you to be a laborer with him. But the love of God constrains us. If Jesus went so far as to suffer and to die upon the cross for you and I, then there's no sacrifice when it comes to the work of the Lord. But I said all of that to say this. There is no sacrifice when it comes to worship and serving God. Regardless of what you've been asked to do or called upon to do or God to lay upon you to do, if there's no sacrifice if the love of God is shed abroad in your heart and moving you and motivating you, you will gladly rejoice and go and carry out the will of the Lord and accomplish what He's laid upon your heart to do. If He asks you to go 1 mile, go 2 miles. If He asks you for your cloak, give Him your coat also. Amen. I'm preaching real. This is a real good message to not have any notes down. I don't have notes no way. Hallelujah. There's a death here that I'm getting to that I want to talk to you about just a moment, and I'm going to let you go. Wherefore, He said, henceforth we know no man after the flesh. Yea, though we have known Christ after the flesh, yet now henceforth we know Him no more. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are new. But look at this verse here. For that he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live for themselves. Does that hit our needs today? Most every one of us, we want the blessing. We want all the glory. We want everything that's coming to us. We don't want to be left out with nothing. If it's to be given away, I want my portion of it. Amen. I love you. I really appreciate you. But listen to this. Live unto themselves. But Christ didn't live unto Himself. He said, the foxes have got holes, and the birds of the air have nests. But He said, I don't have any place to even lay down my head. In other words, He wasn't at home in this world. He wasn't at home here in this life. But listen now, I'm going to close in just a few moments here. And that he died for all. He died, the Bible said, for the just and the unjust alike. He died for every soul. He didn't have any partiality in anything, any motive, in any way that Jesus offered His life. It was for Judas. Tell you say amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It was for the vilest of vilest. Jesus Christ offered Himself as a love offering, as a sacrifice unto God. And you and I can do no less nor no more than to give all that we have this morning for the cause of Christ and for the labor of the Lord. And if you'll do it, God will bless your life. He'll bless you. Talk about this death, and now I'm going to close. Would you stand with me? The Apostle Paul said, we have this treasure in an earthly vessel that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. We're troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We're perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. You know what? If I waited for men to praise me and to give honor to me for laboring for the Lord, amen, I'd have been out a long time ago. How many know that God is our rewarder? God is our pay. He's our paymaster. Oh, He's paid me so many times. Amen. I've had Him call upon me, Brother Clarence, to give every dime I had in my pocket. And I've argued with Him. I said, God, you know I need that. You know that I just got to have that. You just know it. And He said, I want you to give it anyway. And I just cried, amen, and went ahead and gave it anyway. Just cried, tears run down my face. Not because I had to give it, but because God was so good to me, so loving to me. I've had Him, Brother Earl, I've had Him, when I did that for the Lord, I've had Him before I leave the building. This one experience, one of the greatest experiences in the world to me. Many years ago, I was working down here at the old Rock Island Refinery during a shutdown, and we got paid 10 cents a ride, boys, down there. 10 cents a ride, that's all we paid. Riding back down there and back home in the car, 10 cents. Didn't even have no car. But I rode about 10 days with a brother and had about, you know, how many times 10, you know, $110, $1.10, that's a big lot of money. But I didn't have $1.10 look like $100 to me now. And I didn't have $1.10. And I worked out at the refinery and rode with this man. And I come to church that morning. I'd spent all the money I had. I'd give him a tithe, but I spent all the money I had, but $1.10. and to pay the ride. And I got to church that morning, and the Lord said, I want you to put that in the offering. I cried. I said, Lord, I owe that man. He'll be hurt at me tomorrow if I don't pay. He's in need as bad as I'm in need. And I argued with the Lord, and he said, I want you to do it. I pulled it out of my pocket when the offering pan went by and put it in the offering. I went down to pray down the altar like I've been going down for salvation. Broke, didn't have a dime in the world. And all there's a man that had a good steady job, businessman in this town, was sitting in the back of the building. And when I went down to the altar, he didn't know I'd give all the money I had. He didn't know I'd give a dime. He didn't know nothing about money, but my father did. My God knew about it. And I went down to the altar to pray, and other people come around praying. This fella come down the aisle and knelt down beside me, tears threw me down his face, put his arm around me. He said, Brother Kerr, he said, the Lord just spoke to me to give you some money. Amen. Do you believe he gave it to me? He gave me more money than I gave. Hallelujah. I have money in my pocket. In fact, he gave me more than twice the amount of money that I give away. Oh, that is a lot of money. Amen. But what I'm trying to tell you, friends, if you just labor for the Lord, just listen to his voice. Have you ever asked the Lord to make you a blessing? Have you ever got up in the morning and prayed and said, Lord, let me be a blessing to some soldier? I dare you to do it. And I dare you to carry it out. If you'll do it, God will bless you to where you can't hardly stay on the ground. What I do in my Bible. I'm going to close. There's a death in this. Jesus died for all. He said, always bearing about in the body, that's in your flesh, the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. For we which live are always delivered unto death for Jesus' sake. I wouldn't do it for no other human on the face of the earth but Jesus. And the love of God constrains me to do it. Amen. And what he does makes it easy. That the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our mortal flesh. So then death worketh in us, but life in you. Hallelujah. Well, how many this morning want to be counted as a laborer? I don't care about being counted as a technician or a computer operator. And wonderful and beautiful as those things are, I don't care about being the driver's seat. I don't care about, amen, being the foreman. I don't care about anything but just being a laborer this morning in the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. And I am a laborer this morning in the kingdom of God. Anytime you see me on this platform or behind this pulpit, I'm pushing, I'm praying, I'm believing, I'm doing all that I can for the cause of Christ and for your benefit. I believe this morning the Lord wants some volunteers. He wants some people that will do it because the love of God constrains you to do it. How many people this morning would join Brother Ledbetter up here for just a short prayer, amen, and dedication to God this morning and say, Lord, I want to be one of your laborers in the kingdom of God. Amen. Somebody said, well, Brother Ledbetter never asked me to do anything. Brother Ray never asked me to do anything. I want to tell you something, friend. The Bible said a man's gift will make room for himself and bring you before a great man. You won't have to be around long if you've got the qualifications, because somebody's going to see your need. Are you listening to me? Back during the war, I don't know why I'm using myself, but I know more about myself than anybody else. Back during the war, when they froze the wages, and the companies wouldn't, Brother Clarence knows I'm telling you the truth, they wouldn't raise your wages, they couldn't raise your wages, the government wouldn't allow them to raise your wages. And I was doing journeyman's wages, doing journeyman's job for apprentice wages. And one day I got such a desperate need, in financially need. I prayed a whole week before Denny. Then I went to the general superintendent and I said to him, I just have to have a raise. I said, and I don't want you to raise me unless you think I'm worthy, unless you think I can do the job. And I said, I've worked for all of your men here. And I said, if they don't think I'm worthy of it, then don't you even give it to me. Don't you even count me worthy. And he was a wicked old man. He ripped out an oath. He said, what do you think I'm around here for? He said, I know what you can do. To make a long story short, I went in from a month's time from the top to the bottom of the ladder. God took care of me. watched over and give me, well, he took me from the very bottom, plumb to the very top in less than a month's time. God can do that. He can do that. And that old man was an atheist. He thought, when I get over in there, I'll get over in heaven, if there is such a place over there, I'm going to be a lion builder. I'm going to be a high lion builder. And he was a hard old man to work with and to work for, but God softened his old heart, hallelujah, and gave me my, God can help us this morning. Would you join me up here this morning in dedication right quick? Would you do it? This has been a great service. Come real quickly. Come real quickly. Everybody, I'd like to have the whole church come. I love you. Love you, Wayne. Appreciate you, girls. Appreciate all of you. Hallelujah. We'll work till Jesus comes. Hallelujah. We'll work till Jesus comes. We'll work till Jesus comes. We'll work till Jesus comes, and then be gathered home. O land of rest, for thee I sigh. When will the moment come, and we can lay our armor by and rest in peace with thee? Oh, we'll work till Jesus comes. We'll work till Jesus comes. We'll work till Jesus comes, and then together. You know, I had the strangest feeling. What if there's anybody here tired working in the vineyard of the Lord? Anybody here tired? I want to pray for you if you are. Now, I've been tired. I'll be frank with you. I've been so physically tired, I didn't think I could go another day. Didn't think I could go another night. Had 10 funerals here one day in a week. I just closed one and come in. Telephone was ringing for another. My wife said, honey, she said, she cried. She said, I almost hate to tell him again. But it didn't lessen the load. It didn't lessen the burden. Just got up and went right on to officiate and do all that I could for the cause of Christ. Friend, the best paymaster in this world is Jesus. Don't look for dollars and cents. If you need dollars and cents, he can give you dollars and cents. But look for the joy of the Lord. Look for the love of God. Look for the future and the rewards at the end of this way, and you'll not go through a day disappointed. You'll be a happy man. I just feel like plowing as deep as I can plow this morning. Glory to God, I feel like putting my hand to the plow and taking a new strength and a new desire and pressing on in the work in the kingdom of God to see God go forth. We're laboring too much for the natural man, and we're starving. Amen. I said we are starving physically, spiritually, weak, when we could be as fat as stall-fed calves. Hallelujah. In the kingdom of God. I think this is the prettiest sight in the world. I believe every one of you come up here because you wanted to do what you're going to do. You're going to be faithful. If you don't do anything else, just hold our hands up and pray for us. Church, we got a big job to do in this city. We got a big job to do on this television work here. I don't want to see it to go down. I want to see it keep arriving. If you could read some of the letters that we've got just recently of how much it meant to them to encourage their lives. I read one of them Wednesday night here. And how much the program meant to their heart and life, you would just say, Lord, thank you. Can you put a value upon the work of the Lord this morning? Can there be a value placed upon God's kingdom? Not any earthly values. Not any earthly money or rewards. It's worth everything in the world, whether absent or whether present. I want to be accepted of him. Hallelujah. All of you couldn't preach if you wanted to preach.
God didn't call us all to preach. He didn't call us all to be governors. He didn't call us all to be deacons. He didn't call us all to be whatever you are. But you are yourself. And you're an individual. Brother Earl, in the kingdom of God, I love you. I appreciate him laboring with me and working. Good Sunday school teacher. Amen. I just want to get up there sometimes, brother, and just, you know, push you over. Amen. Take over, but I'm not going to do it.
Right.
You don't have to worry. I'm not going to do it. Because I got enough plowing to do. I want to pray for you this morning. Anybody here that feels like maybe you've been a failure? Amen. And you'd like for the Lord to help your strength this morning. Just be honest with me. Put your hand up. I'll pray with you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. You're not a failure. I want to tell you now, you're not a failure. God don't have any failures. Those he calls, he equips. Glory to God. I want to pray for you. Lift your hand. Father, in the name of Jesus, these this morning that seem somewhat left out, oh God, in the work of the Lord. Oh, Father, I pray that the doors of opportunity, Lord, will spring open for them, Father, and they'll find the field of labor. They'll find the place, oh God, to work in the kingdom of God. I want the church this morning to take hands with the next one to you. We're going to pray for the church as a body this morning. And we're going to believe God to mold us together in such power, such strength, such unity, that we'll not worry about who's doing what, but we'll do all that we can to see the work of the Lord go forward. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I pray that the Holy Spirit will direct, will lead, will guide, will empower this morning every heart and every life that's here. Holy Spirit, speak to every soul, speak to every life this morning. May the work of the Lord go forward, because we, oh God, are going forward in you. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless every life this morning with a new vision, with a new burden, and with a new desire, oh God, to do the will of the Lord. In Jesus' name. Let me tell you a vision. Sister Anderson, Brother Sister Anderson, some of you younger people don't remember them. They used to sit on the front seat right there. Wasn't these beautiful pews, but the old pews. They done gone on to glory a long time ago. When I came up here, it was an uphill battle, an uphill load. She had a vision one day of me in between a shaft of an old buggy. Anybody ever seen a buggy? Shaft of an old buggy. And I was hooked up to this buggy. Shaft in between it, pulling, laboring down low, laboring as hard as I could labor. Whole bunch of people were riding on the back, just riding on the back. Till I got to the top of the hill, and then everybody wanted to jump on and ride. Friend, I want to tell you something. We're still in the battle. We're still in the race. Amen. And I like that song, Renee. Amen. We may lose a battle or two, but we ain't going to lose the war. Hallelujah. We're not going to lose the war. Hallelujah. We're going to win. Everybody believe that? Say praise the Lord. How many in this building this morning loves everybody? You love. Well, some of you not raising your hand. I'd like to see both hands up. Put them way up high. Hallelujah. That's the sweetest thing in the world. Now, if you don't really do that, you know what that makes you, don't you? I'm not going to use that word. But I love you this morning. I want you to come back tonight and pray. How many people will pray for the service tonight, this evening? Slip away and just in your thoughts, or kneel somewhere and ask the Lord to give us a move of the Spirit. I'm not kidding you. I have a message on my heart, and the Lord helping me. It may take me an hour and a half to preach it, but I'll be preaching it by the help and grace of the Lord tonight. So you be here. We love you. Pray for those that are sick. God bless you today. You're dismissed. Go home.